Hello everybody, my name is On, and this is On's Guide to Talk for Thursday, 16th of December, 2021. Finally, another new episode after, a week and a half? So, yeah, it's just been a very hectic and busy past week or so, you could say. Now, for starters, you probably are not kind of aware, I was at my grandmother's house, you could say, in Pakistan, in Karachi, for the past 2 years. And so I live in Bahrain, kind of, with my family. So I went to Karachi, essentially, to visit my grandma. And then Corona happened in the middle, so it was hard to go back. So I finally managed to go back after a long time. So it was kind of hectic in that, but thankfully, back here in Bahrain, nice and safely. Now we can get back to what we do best. And that is tons and tons of podcasts. And obviously, you now are up to bigger and better things here, if that even makes sense, that is. But yeah, we got to talk about what's happening in the world of phones, everything from phones to EVs to everything in general. This is what we're all about. So in today's episode, we got to talk about everything that Oppo has dropped in their Inno Day event that they did yesterday and probably day before yesterday, so Tuesday and Wednesday. So they've shown off a whole bunch of things, including their very first foldable generally. So that's pretty cool. And they also made their very own image signaling processor, which is pretty, pretty cool. Along with that, Huawei is about to drop its own folding phone, which is interesting, another folding phone. And finally, we got to talk about LG's cutesy looking TV that actually is on a stand that you can move around, which is pretty cool. And that's because CES is about to come very soon, probably like next month. You know, the tech news cycle doesn't slow down. It keeps on ramping up. So, yeah. Without further ado, let's get rolling, shall we? So, the first thing we got to talk about is the Oppo Inno Day 2021, where they showed a whole bunch of new things, including the very first image signaling, you could say neural processing unit, or it's a pro chip that processes photos, you could say, or they're very essentially the first NPU sort of that can handle photography. So Oppo's getting into the computational photography game. We're going to talk about this down the road, and also they also have their own AR glasses, which is pretty cool. But first things first, the Oppo Find N, their very first folding phone, which I think is a pretty big deal if you're into foldables, and you'll probably want to see more than just the Z Flip 3 and the Z Fold 3. Which I did manage to kind of play around with yesterday. I was out and about. They're very interesting devices. It's unlike anything on the market. It's pretty cool. I found the Fold more appealing. I think it's like a spiritual successor to the Galaxy Note in a way, because we no longer have another Galaxy Note. So it's again, the Z Fold 3 is like a kind of a spiritual successor, so, in a way. And it is very fascinating. It's quite a unique design, and again, it's just quite futuristic. It's something straight from the future. But I'm not going to go on rambling, in a way. The Samsung stuff was pretty cool. Oppo has their very own foldable. So, if you look at the design overall, it is quite a thick, chunky boy, seeing from all the videos and all the coverage about this folding phone. So, to start with, the overall folding experience. So, you have you've got a 7.1-inch inner display, along with a 5.49-inch outer display. So, it's a bit boxy, almost. So, in front of the Galaxy Fold, it's a bit more ergonomic. You can see a bit more on the outer display. It's a bit boxy, a bit chonky, compared to Z Fold 3, and stuff and similar options from Huawei and Xiaomi in that way. And the back, essentially, it's got this kind of curved design. So it's not ergonomic. So Mr. Who's the Boss kind of said that it's not that ergonomic. But it's, again, it's different. It's a bit more, there's a bit more, again, according to Oppo, it's a bit more ergonomic. So it's got a 3D curved design sort of on the outer edges. So around the hinge, it's squarish, but towards the edge where you hold the phone or foldable, you got this curved design, curvature, which is, again, a bit like the Renault and the Find X3 phones. And the back camera module, it's got the look of a Find X3. So basically, this is a Find X3 foldable, except it's a complete foldable device, so that's pretty cool. And again, it comes in three cool colors, black, white, and purple, gradient purple, actually, which, again, apparently is supposed to be reminiscent of a bottle of a luxury perfume, which is pretty interesting. So, and they achieved this with multiple layers of customized flims, which I think is pretty cool nonetheless. The white option has a ceramic glaze, kind of, which is pretty cool. And also, same as with black. So it's black is actually matte glass, which is, I think, pretty cool overall. So it's pretty interesting. And as for specs, what's inside, the looks and the folding functionality is one thing to note. But on the inside is what matters. So to start with regular specs, you have the Snapdragon 888 inside with 12 gigabytes of RAM, up to 12 gigabytes of RAM, and you have 512 gigabytes of UFS 3.1 storage, 4500 mAh battery, 33 watt fast charging, with 10 watt wireless reverse charging and 15 watt AirWalk wireless charging, which also and also Qi charging is available, and you get dual speakers included. Along with that, with cameras, you have a, as for cameras, you have, I'm doing in one take, so this is kind of important. This is what happens when I don't script this. It's quite annoying. As for cameras, you have a 50 megapixel Sony IMX 766 sensor, 60 megapixel ultra wide angle camera, and 30 megapixel telephoto, along with a selfie, a teardrop camera, you could say, or pin drop, selfie camera on both the inner and outer displays. So it's not like the Z Fold 3 where it's just on the outer display and on the inner you don't get selfie cameras. So that's pretty interesting. And these are top-notch sensors. Interesting enough, the software functionality, you can do a whole bunch of things, including, as an example, if you want to start running two apps at once on the folded display that folds out, kind of, you could essentially you essentially drag a finger down the screen and essentially enables dual screen so you get to use the folded out display to run two apps at once. That's how you can do it. And essentially, you could, and they've also tweaked the UI such that you, if you're running something on the outer display, you can fold out the bigger inner display and it will transition smoothly. It's pretty cool, to say the least. And for the cameras, essentially, you could the hinge is quite strong that you can hold it at an angle and essentially let you do 4K HD time-lapse imaging easily and hands-free at any angle between 50 and 120 degrees, which is pretty cool. And also there's a split camera mode, so you could see the selfie camera and the back cameras, and you could take photos and all that, and again, there's the whole, when you fold it out and you use the other side, you can get a viewfinder on the outer display while it's all folded out, which is pretty cool if you want to do that. So that's on the Oppo Find N also, in a way. Along with that, the hinge, you're probably curious, display. So the inner folding display is has a 0.03 millimeter layer of Flexon ultra-thin glass, compared to 0.6 millimeters for regular smartphone glass. So it can easily bend also, but it's quite durable in a way. And again, this is in Oppo's custom 12-layer Serene display that works with the Flexon hinge. And the way the hinge is that the way the phone folds in is that it doesn't do a hard crease. It kind of, as if you roughly fold a paper, and it's like a curve at the end. So that's maintained with the hinge as you fold it in. So it keeps the display from having any creases or anything like that, like it happens on the Z Fold 3 when you fold it out many, many times. So it's quite durable, naturally. You have 120 Hz display already on these, and the inner display. So that's pretty cool. Struggling to say that, inner display. Interesting enough, both displays have up to 10,240 automatic brightness levels, which is pretty interesting. What max brightness is 1,000 nits, so that's something you might be interested in if you're curious. So yeah, this is a very interesting device. And you're probably wondering, when can you get this? If you're in China, this is only available in China, unfortunately. So if you live in the key Oppo markets, kind of in Asia or in Europe. You'll have to wait a whole while before you can get this foldable phone. But if you're in China, you can get it on December 23rd, and it'll start at 7,699 yuan RMB, which is about $1,200. So it's about half the price, almost, give or take, off the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3. So it's almost competitively priced, and Oppo really wants to make foldables mainstream. So I absolutely appreciate what they're doing here with these products. So that's really interesting, nonetheless. So it's a very interesting foldable, and I think I'm sure there are people out there who would happily buy this kind of smaller, compact, chunky boy, let's just say, compared to the Z Fold 3. So I think there is a market for this product, and I think a lot more people are already buying foldables, so this could work. This could be a good hit for Oppo. This could be a good little product that they could create. Yeah, can't wait to see this in real life, hopefully, if someone's willing to send out, or if Oppo's willing to release this out to the public. So that would be interesting. So yeah, it's a very fascinating device, nonetheless. Alrighty, moving on. Oppo also, along with the foldable phones, also showcased the day before their first ever dedicated imaging NPU, or essentially a combination of memory of solid memory, an NPU, and an image signaling processor, and it's called the Marisilicon X. This is built on a 6-nanometer process. It combines a advanced neural processing unit, an image signaling processor, and multi-tier memory architecture to deliver incredible performance with incomparable power efficiency, which makes real-time raw processing possible to capture stunning 4K AI night video with live preview, so you can even see it live. So it's Oppo's first chip that essentially could do proper camera chops, which is impressive. So to start with, the NPU inside can deliver roughly 18 trillion operations per second, which is more than enough computing power to support the AI algorithms. So that's interesting. Along with that, it's also got a groundbreaking dedicated Tera BPS. I don't know what that stands for, but bytes per second memory subsystem, which means that the NPU could essentially so the OL processor could utilize all the NPU without getting constraints with memory. So that's pretty interesting. Along with that, apparently it can do 20 times faster performance compared to the processors inside the Fine X3 Pro which power the high resolution cameras. So that's pretty interesting. Now also along with that, they claim that you can do 4K AI night video by applying complex enhancements to each frame in real time. That's how powerful the processor itself is, which is, I think, interesting. So apparently it has 4 times greater dynamic range than that of the Find X3 Pro. It gives images roughly a contrast ratio of 1,000,000 to 1, which between the brightest and darkest parts, which adds more depth to the photos. Generally, that's thanks to the ISP inside the Marisilicon X. Along with it, it can now do real-time raw processing generally, because again, it can handle so much data and can process so much in real time. So you can now it can directly do 4K AI processing, 20-bit HDR fusion in the raw domain at the pixel level, which is impressive, and 8 decibels of signal-to-noise ratio for images, which could give you new possibilities if you think about it in that sense. But generally, it now can do raw pipeline, which is impressive, 20-bit Ultra HDR, 4K Ultra HDR video, 1,000,000 to 1 contrast ratio, theoretically, 20-bit raw, 4K night video, and 11.6 trillion operations per second per watt power efficiency, which I think is pretty impressive. This chip will get onto the next Find X phone, the next Find X series, in the first quarter of next year, which is basically a few months from now, which I think is pretty impressive nonetheless. So it is a pretty beefy little chip, if you ask me. in that sense. And speaking of cameras, and Oppo is pretty good about the cameras, they also showed off a retractable camera prototype, a phone that essentially has a retractable camera, and apparently it could give you more zoom, basically, by bringing out the lens a little further, which I think is interesting. I don't know what the use is for this, but it might come in handy. You never know. It might come in handy nonetheless. And finally, on top of all the InnoDay innovations that Oppo showed off, they also showed off a little bit of an interesting product, which it may sound like a prototype, and it kind of is. It could happen in the future. You never know. And this is called the Oppo Air Glass. It's the first AR glass, you could say. And it's like a proper device that essentially is like a little thing on the side, on the corner. It projects an image onto the lens, and you can see all sorts of things. You can see the time, you can see the calendar, you can see all sorts of data, which I think is pretty interesting nonetheless. And it's quite fascinating. So it's got a projector, so it projects light onto a lens, so you can see information in front of you. So it weighs 30 grams overall, so it's one of the lightest monocle waveguide devices you can get. And if you wear it, it's like regular glasses, which is interesting. So, as for the projection technology, it's got a unique custom wavelength technology. So, and that means that you can wear it indoors and outdoors, which is pretty cool. It gives you two display modes, 256 level grayscale and 16 level grayscale, up to 1400 nits of average brightness, generally, so that's pretty interesting. It's got a micro-LED projector, which can give you up to 3 million nits of brightness. Pretty crazy to see how much brightness can come from a little speck of glass, which is interesting. It's got a compact, as I said, and the projector is roughly 0.5cc, so that's about roughly the size of a single coffee bean, which is pretty impressive, nonetheless. Other than that, really, it's powered by the Snapdragon Wear 4100, so like an actual wearable. And again, apparently, it's like the wings of a cicada, which is supposed to be light. You just pop it on the side, and it projects stuff into the air, and you could see has information in front of you. This is a concept device, obviously. It is not a final product that will be available to the mass public, but it's a very interesting product, where you could do a whole bunch of things. You could see the weather, you could see health stats, you could do two-way translation, which is interesting. So apparently, with two-way translation, you could translate from Chinese to English and back, which is pretty interesting. And this product, unlike as I was mentioning it early, this will be available early next year in China. So this is not a concept device. This is something that they're actually planning to launch in the future, which I think is pretty interesting. So if you've been looking to get AR glasses, now is the time to do so. So that's pretty interesting, nonetheless. Moving on, we got to talk about another foldable that is about to come very, very soon, and that is the Huawei P50 Pocket. So we talked about a couple of weeks ago about how Huawei is planning to offer a folding flip phone that essentially is their answer to the Galaxy Z Flip 3, which is pretty interesting. And now Huawei has officially announced through their social medias, through teasers and all that, they're releasing the P50 Pocket. This will be launched on the 23rd of December, so 2 days before Christmas, technically, at 8:30 Central European time, so that's basically in the afternoon in China. It's a pretty interesting device. We've seen leaks already about it, as always, because, again, the earlier leak I mentioned, where I said that they could be releasing a folding flip phone, which is interesting here, but they've kind of made it official that they're going to launch such a device. Now, the teasers, though, are showing the look overall. It's got this diamond pattern at the back with, like, a metal hinge all over it. So a bit like the first Z Flip by the looks of it. It was interesting. Now, we don't know much about, aside from that they're releasing it on the 23rd of December. So pretty much next week, we'll get to see this device out in the flesh. So it'll be interesting to see what this device is and what is Huawei bringing to the table nonetheless. So along with that, we're gonna talk about the Realme GT 2 Pro. We've talked about it already, and this is why this is Realme's flagship device that they're launching for next year, basically. So next year is around the corner, you could say, like in the next couple of weeks. Interesting enough, they've announced that they're launching this phone on the 20th of December. That's pretty cool, and that's worth looking at. This will be the first phone from Realme to have the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1, which I talked about well over a week ago at this point. It'll feature a whole bunch of firsts. Apparently, these three innovations will be around the material, the photography functionality, and communications. Now, we don't know what that is, but I'm sure that's a surprise probably for next week, in a sense. First, sort of, is that they've teamed up with Naoto Fukasawa, who worked on the GT Masters design. So if you've seen a GT Masters like look, which is a bit like a baggage, like a tough trolley case, that's basically from Fukasawa. So that's pretty interesting, and apparently it is more environmentally friendly potentially, and apparently it could reduce carbon emissions by up to 63% per kilogram. I'm sure it's something that really is kind of cooking up to drum up some hype and publicity potentially, in that sense. But yeah, we already know how the back leaks because we've gotten leaked renders. So it's a bit of it looks a little bit like the Pixel 6P in a way. So it's pretty funny, nonetheless. So can't wait for next week. For December 20th. It's pretty much 4 days from today in general. So I mentioned earlier that CES is next month, right? So Samsung is going to be doing its CES keynote in the first week of January. So January 4th, 2022, Samsung's going to be doing its keynote event for CES. They're going to show off their new devices, TVs, appliances and all. Whatever IoT stuff or metaverse related stuff they probably have, or probably new TVs or fridges that they probably have for sale. So that's very interesting. And CES is next month, in case you missed it. So that's pretty cool, nonetheless. Finally, I mentioned already that CES is on the corner. So LG is earlier than usual. LG has shown off a bunch of new things that they think you'll probably want, and you'll probably be interested in a way. So they have two TVs that are shown off here. The first that I mentioned earlier, teased earlier, it's called Stand By Me. So Stand By Me, but Stand By Me. And it's and the other is the Object. So with the Object. So the first of the two, the Stand By Me, is like this 27-inch TV that essentially it has a stand, it sits on a stand, and you can move it anywhere. It runs on battery power. You can adjust, it's height adjustable, so you can adjust it however you like. You could detach the screen from it, so you could sort of hold it in your hands if you want. It's a 27-inch display, and the uses they're showing essentially are if you're on the hammock, if you're on the sofa, and you just want to get a little cozy and watch something on it, so that's pretty interesting in a way. So now we don't know what the display they're using here, so potentially just as like, you know, for point of contrast, it probably is an LCD potentially, or LED display, because that's efficient, and they don't make OLED displays of this size at the moment. They might, I don't know, but they don't do it. They don't do OLEDs at that resolution, at that size. So that's interesting. This device is pretty interesting. It will last up to 3 hours on a single charge. So you could watch a whole movie on this if you want. And it has WebOS on it, so you could. It has a touchscreen support, so it's also a touchscreen. And you can watch Netflix and Prime Video and YouTube and all. And it's got an NFC port, so you could move stuff. You can mirror from your phone automatically. And there's a USB and HDMI port at the back, so if you're interested. And it's got a fabric finish, so it's quite, again, it's designed to be used, to be moved all over the house, and to be used randomly in a way. That's pretty interesting. And again, I think you'll probably get to see this at CES if you're going there, so it's pretty cool. Nonetheless, and the other TV we have here is the Object, which is this funky. It looks a bit like something from Bang & Olufsen, except it's from LG. So it's this really cool, luxurious OLED TV that's supposed to be leaned against the wall. So kind of like an art piece. And it kind of is an art piece. So this is a 65-inch display. And the whole thing is like, again, it's supposed to stand by itself. You can... it's supposed to be leaned against the wall. So you can't wall mount it or put it on a TV table. So it's leaning right out. So it's a bit like a Bang & Olufsen TV in a sense. And you could change out the covers so you can give it a unique look. And the three colors it's going to be available in, which is like a vanilla-ish, and I think probably black, and also a pinkish, a rose pink color. This has been designed by Kivradat, if I pronounced it right, the Danish textile innovator. It's pretty cool. So it's got a unique, luxurious feel. Again, looking a little bit like a Bang & Olufsen TV in a way. And it's pretty interesting. So it's like a fabric cover, so you could slide it down and slide it up. And the display here we have, at least compared to the other one, is an OLED Evo panel, which is just like the G1 TVs that came out earlier this year. So you have a higher peak brightness, theoretically, and you have a 4.2 channel 80 watt sound system on the TV itself. So that's pretty cool. And the cool part about the object is that it has a fabric cover, so you can pull it up. If you don't want the TV, you could push it up and completely cover it if you want. So it's a pretty cool-looking TV, nonetheless. Very stylish. It's quite lifestyle-oriented. Quite like the Samsung The Frame, which was what Samsung did a few years ago. And that's still on sale, so if you want to get that, it's a pretty cool TV. And it's quite stylish, and it's supposed to stand out at itself in the living room. So it's pretty awesome. I think you'll get to see this at CES. So it'll be interesting to see what people's reactions are. But it looks fancy, nonetheless. So... that's pretty cool. I mean, in a way. All right, this brings us towards the end of the episode. What do you think of everything you've heard today so far? Let me know. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and probably TikTok at Sayed_Mao99. Follow me there. It's in the show notes, so you can check it out if you have the time. Subscribe to this podcast. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of brain power to make this. So again, subscribing to the show, sharing it to your friends and family, you know, spreading the word out on social media. That'll definitely help and get it out to more people, because I really need it. And I seriously like talking about things for hours and hours on end. It's just what I like. I like to talk to myself, so I thought I'd make podcasts. But yeah, so it's something I like to do. So definitely appreciate all the support. But yeah, subscribe to the show wherever you're listening right now. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. And then again, till next week, this is your boy Mao signing out. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Take care. And again, I'll see you next week with another episode of Mao's Gadget Talk. All right? Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Ciao.